Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. I'm an independent educational consultant. And today I'm talking to Paul Taylor. Paul, good morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. I appreciate the opportunity. This is exciting.
Well, it's going to be very informative because you're talking about something that I think a lot of people are interested in. It's called the Four Corners of Education, or Cornerstones of Education. You're the director of executive director of Oakley School in Utah. And, well, education is something, there's a lot of changes going on and a lot of things and re-looking at it. And I think a lot of people have decided, well, the old education system, the public education system has to change, has to do vision. Maybe you have some of it there. So, Paul, could you tell me sort of briefly, and then we'll go into more detail, what do you mean by those four cornerstones?
I appreciate that. Yeah, the Oakley School is a model that, in a way, that we are able to prepare students for success in college and the real world through immersive experiences and supportive and caring environment. But when I say immersive experiences, that's more than just the classroom. And so it matches perfectly with what you're talking about today, which is those four cornerstones. And so what we try to do is literally immerse these kids in learning opportunities everywhere in all aspects of the program and their life, including home. And so we do that with the four cornerstones that we have here at Oakley. Many of them refer to them in the old days of Oakley as the four pillars, but moving forward, we feel that it makes more sense in referring to them as the cornerstones of this whole foundation that we've established here. One of those, the obvious cornerstone, is our academics, which is providing this very rich and robust college prep curriculum for our students and preparing them for that next step, whatever that may be, especially college.
How do you differ from a, this is a question being an ex-teacher that's interesting to me. How do you differ from the regular, what most people are familiar with, public education? When you talk about college prep, that has a lot of meaning, but I have a suspicion you have a little bit different or more deeper aspect on the academics.
Yeah, and that's the great question. I mean, obviously we have teachers that are in the classroom teaching them and doing a very experiential type, providing a learning opportunity for them. But I think the thing that's unique is everything is driven back to that college preparation. The English teachers are, when they do their writing, they're helping them to write in preparation of writing their papers for college. And I think all the teachers are drawing that line back to that focus. Obviously, we have to provide curriculum that's also challenging and that's going to prepare them for college so they're not going to make that next step and struggle. But literally, every teacher is committed to provide kind of those advanced classes, including honors classes and those things that are going to continue where the student was, but more importantly, really getting them ready. On top of that, we have a full-time college counselor who is working with the kids, especially the juniors and the seniors, on a regular basis, one-on-one, walking them through every step with their parents. And most of it really is driven and empowered, and we empower the students to drive that. But you got to have that coach on the side that's walking through that.
Absolutely, that's important. But the one thing, when I was down there last year, you seem to be pretty much a high-tech classroom too. All the kids have Chrome notebooks and other things. Could you talk about that a little bit? How you're getting technology into it without being rote like technology can get into?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fact is that these kids are going to be using technology when they go to college, and although it opens us up a little bit to those challenges of kids trying to work around through their Chromebooks and trying to access things that maybe they shouldn't, ultimately it is preparing them because that's what they're using today in college. So every student is given a Chromebook. They're networked with their teachers who can look at assignments. They can give them alerts of when their assignments are. All those kind of things. And this is fairly new to Oakley in the last year and a half, just enhancing the technology piece. Our brand new, not brand new, but he's about a year into this, academic director is heavily invested in the technology and how we can bring that in the classroom with smart boards, all that kind of stuff that historically it was not at Oakley, but now it is. So we love it.
I imagine some of you had to do a quick study to catch up with the kids.
Well, I easily, I think they're all about an hour ahead of us, but we have some systems in place that you know, we're able to watch and monitor. And that's the other thing that's ideal about this and technology, is we can watch what they're trying to do, what they're trying to access. But an Oakley kid is really invested in that next step. And so for the most part, they really are engaged in getting their work done, getting these assignments done, and starting their checkoff list for college.
I imagine part of the success of your academics is the other three cornerstones. So let's go on to, what's the second cornerstone?
Yep, of course. And I think a lot of programs, they all have the therapy component. And I think what makes, again, I think most programs have that, but is providing these kids, again, a very experiential type therapy process. So a lot of times these kids are going out and about, and that's part of their therapy. They're out in the community. They're doing community service. They're getting jobs. And many say, well, how do you link that back to therapy? As they're doing those things, they're finding some of those struggles, some of those areas that they're not as experienced as they'd like to be. And so as they're going out and learning but also struggling, they're able to fall back with their therapist, who's then, again, helping with their issues as they start to tie them and transition them to college and how that's going to look, including getting a job. So, I mean, we have our typical therapy that I wasn't really going to get into, but how it ties into the four cornerstones of focusing these kids to that next step is every cornerstone, every department is doing the experiential piece and giving them practice, practice, practice. And so the therapists are very instrumental in working with the kids and holding their hands as they go out and they're doing those things, and of course struggling and have triggers, and then coaching them through that.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. Now the third cornerstone?
Third cornerstone is student life. And again, I love this one because I think too often we don't consider student life as one of the cornerstones. It's just this housing, you know, place where you watch the kids. At Oakley, we, again, enhancing their experience and immersing them in as many real-life experiences, the residential life staff are taking them out in the community in the evening after school. They're also the ones with them when they're doing their homework and providing tutoring. But the biggest part is, again, getting them out into the community and providing them as many opportunities as possible to practice. And I'm going to keep saying that. It's practice, practice, practice. And then in that setting of being out, they're learning all kinds of things about their future and the steps that they're going to have to take and things they still need to correct and getting ready before they take that next leap home or to college.
I presume part of that, the student life, is they're on campus too, the interaction between the students and the faculty and the community that you have there.
Yep. And so, again, it's a smooth transition through the day. And on one thing that I didn't bring in that ties these four cornerstones or these four departments together is that each department meets weekly to discuss the students and where their weaknesses are and where their strengths are, and providing them a plan that can be individualized to really support that student. And I know that's probably best practice, but it really is critical that you bring those four cornerstones together as they discuss and create these plans for these students, because they're all unique. But they also need to be, because they're unique, they need to be individualized as much as possible. So, yes, the teachers and the residential staff are working together weekly to provide that support and that teaching to the kids. And I want to say one more thing, and I don't want to digress too much, but one thing that I do in the trainings is I talk to the staff about what their role is and what their purpose is here. I come back to, because I'm also a teacher, I was a special ed teacher for years, is that everyone on this campus is a teacher. And you will have multiple opportunities every day to teach a student, whether it's how to clean their room or how to handle a situation out in the community. You are a teacher, and think about that role as you do your job.
Okay, now what's the fourth cornerstone? If I'm counting right, we've gone through three. What's the fourth cornerstone?
Yep, the fourth cornerstone, which I think has been historically very unique to Oakley, is the experiential education department. And that very much could sound just like this glorified hiking and climbing and snowboarding, but these are professionals, certified professionals that are teachers in not only their skill set of whether it's rafting or snowboarding, but also the process of working with these kids and actually processing after their classes on what they've learned. And that's a combination of things, because they'll teach them how to do these modules, is what we call them, how to ski, how to fly fish, Again, these are instructors. As the kids go out and do those on the weekends, they also group up and talk about what they learned, which again is not only how to fish, but also or climb or ride a bike, but what they learned about the interactions of the day, the parallels that come from rock climbing and the struggles these kids have are amazing. So they sit down and before and after these events to instruct and teach the kids. Going back to what I said before, they're all teachers.
All right. Well, let's sort of pull it together. Let's imagine that there might be an educator, maybe a public school teacher or a private school, listening to this. What could they take away or what might they learn from your experience and your vision?
A couple things. I think one, and I hit on this before, is that the key to an education is to make sure that the individuals that are working with the students are collaborating on a regular basis. And sharing successes and sharing concerns so that it is a team effort. I just think that is so critical. The other piece is obviously we can teach outside of the box, and there's so many ways to teach a student today, and we all know they have different learning styles. And so with these four corners, you're able to capture, I truly believe everyone's learning style. And so we have some of the kids that just struggle in the classroom but are excelling in other areas and still feeling successful in their education. And so I think for anyone, it is really looking at having a collaborative group and also looking at other ways to teach other than just in the classroom.
All right. Well, we've about ran out of time, but I'd like to give you a minute to talk about Oakley School. How big is it? It's co-ed, I believe. And how do you describe yourself? And if somebody has any questions and want to learn more about that or talk to you some more, how would they get a hold of you?
Sure. Obviously, I'm really open to anyone calling me directly, and I give my cell phone out to everybody as well as contacting the school. So you can contact us through our website, which is oakleyschool.com. And then also our landline, which is 435-783-5001, or my cell phone, and I really do mean this, they can call me anytime, is 928-300-5699. And just real quickly, I mean, Oakley is a therapeutic boarding school that is heavily invested in, again, providing a college prep curriculum and experience for these kids. And one thing I really want to throw in there is our desired results. There's four key desired results that we want in every department. And that is that each student learn how to be a responsible learner, a relational learner, a reflective learner, and a resilient learner. And as we teach our departments to focus on that, it really drives everything they do. And through that, we see these kids becoming empowered and excited about, you know, they can do it and they can move on and be successful in their next step. We have 56 students today, and we have room to grow. We are co-ed, and just like I said earlier, we want to immerse these kids into a real-life setting so that they're with girls and boys and in this learning process, and it's exciting what they do. We have a student government that's creating experiences just like they would have in high school with senior proms and dances and spirit weeks, all those fun things that you would see at a regular school. So,
well, that sounds very good. We about ran out of time. Very enlightening, and this is Lon Woodbury, and if you want to find out what I'm all about, go to Struggling Teens, that's one word in plural, strugglingteens.com, and we've been talking to Paul Taylor, Executive Director of the Oakley School in Utah. Well, thank you very much. I hope this helps some people, Paul.
Thank you, Lon. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and to do a shout-out about Oakley, so thank you.